Bank Holiday, written by Catherine Mansfield, narrated by Harry Dobby. A stout man with a pink face wears dingy white flannel trousers, a blue coat with a pink handkerchief showing, and a straw hat, much too small for him, perched at the back of his head. He plays the guitar. A little chap in white canvas shoes, his face hidden under a felt hat like a broken wing, breathes into a flute. And a tall, thin fellow, with bursting, overripe button boots, draws ribbons, long, twisted, streaming ribbons, of tune out of a fiddle. They stand, unsmiling, but not serious. In the broad sunlight, opposite the fruit shop, the pink spider of a hand beats the guitar, the little squat hand with a brass and turquoise ring forces the reluctant flute, and the fiddler's arm tries to saw the fiddle in two. A crowd collects, eating oranges and bananas, tearing off the skins, dividing, sharing. One girl even has a basket of strawberries, but she does not eat them. "Aren't they dear?" She stares at the tiny pointed fruits as if she were afraid of them. The Australian soldier laughs. "Here, go on, that's not more than a mouthful." But he doesn't want her to eat them either. He likes to watch her little frightened face and her puzzled eyes lifted.